say, he or she or it who calleth another man or woman or thing ridiculous calleth the Lord himself as ridiculous, particularly Pippa.
Where does it say that?
The Book of Badgers.
Do I get to keep the money or not?
Incoming!
Well, it is a moot point, as Harry has killed the poor man with his aid cannon.
Well, Harry's misguided, yet oddly incredibly well-aimed efforts caused our best friendship to wane somewhat. My best friendship with Mr. Watt Trevithick Stevenson Brunel Telford waxed faster than a hyperactive French polisher. At the end of the day, we would often share a glass of whiskey and a cigar.
On second thought, perhaps we could have a glass of whiskey and a cigar each. So, the system is nearly finished?
It is. My plan is nearly at fruition. my plan is nearly at fruition, Cheddar Gorge, Wookie Hole, Luar, Gert Lush, where's he to?
Hello, Pip-Bin. Oh, you, Mr. No Swan's bad engineer. And you're having whiskey and cigars. Like we used to do. Oh, you prefer him now.
Did you want something, Harry?
You've got a letter.
Dear Mr. Bin, you were fooled by Mr. Whackwallop. Come to the factory again, stay a while, and you will see the truth. Yours, Jeremiah P. Exploited Person. No, I must go at once. The Whackwallop will surely recognize me.
You could go in disguise.
Don't be ridiculous, Harry.
What if you went in disguise?
Excellent idea.
Oh, referee.
Though I myself have never been fooled by a disguise, lesser people often are. Incidentally, dear engineer, your hair seems to have slipped down over your face.
The recent hard work has loosened my scalp.
A perfectly plausible explanation.
I hurried north, passing the street sweeper.
Oh, the lasagna is nearly defrosted.
And on the way, disguised myself brilliantly with a false beard, a false leg, a false arm, a false head, and a second-hand Geordie accent I bought from a used dialect shop. With trepidation, I approached Foreman Whackwallop.
Can I help you, strange three-legged, three-armed, two-headed, one-bearded man?
Arreet, I'm looking for a job.
The factory was utterly changed. Everything was cruel and hard, and the pace of work relentless.
Too slow! Release the dogs!
He pulled a lever and seven dead dogs fell from the ceiling onto an exhaust.
Right, take his place.
What do I do?
Stand there and wait to die. And while you do, make bins.
Workers operated the binning jennies, while behind them, huge steam-powered graters swung back and forth, shaping them like human cheddar. It did not seem quite the workers' paradise I had intended.
Bin production is down, so today is Starving Leopard Tuesday.
I decided I had to reveal my true identity.
Workers, listen to me. Your torments are at an end, for I am Pip Bin, owner of this factory. Also, the leopard finally appears to be full.
You don't look like Pip Bin.
Let me remove my false accoutrements.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bin.
The time for inhumanity is gone. Hooray! I pledge an end to poverty, misery, and pain.
Hooray! What about the leopard?
I promise no more leopardy jeopardy. Hooray! Now go forth and live your lives in peace, tolerance, and forgivenessness.
Hooray! Right, let's go and kill Whackwallop.
I followed them to Whackwallop's office, where they were preparing to tear him limb from limb.
I may die, Bin, but my work is done. For I forged that letter to lure you away from London, and now Mr. Benevolent's scheme is like a bottle with no cork. That is to say, unstoppable. Your new sewer system is...
1, 2, 3, pull!
No, wait!
It was too late. Before he could tell me, the workers pulled him apart like a gory Christmas cracker.
Oh, I only got the small bit.
My sewage scheme was in danger. I sprinted from the factory and back to London, forgetting it was 200 miles away. It took me 3 weeks, but finally I arrived in the main sewage hall with a bad stitch, several blisters, and a nasty case of jogger's nipple.